So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Bravo to Michael and Suzanne Dell. Oh, can you fire up the rapid fire radio? I gave you no warning.
Well, I need to get it.
Yeah, I mean, you could follow me on Twitter at Chad Hartman Show.
I choose not to.
At Dave_Harrigan. But, and again, they aren't struggling for cash. Okay. They're doing well, but they have pledged, and they were just at the White House. Were they with the president?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Again, says a lot of things that either you love or you hate. He's visible. Go ahead and hit the rapid fire music.
Too much content, but not enough time. The Chad Hartman Show now becomes...
Pew, 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 pew.
Shh, shh, shh. Pew, 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 pew. Rapid fire radio.
Michael and Susan Dell pledge $6.25 billion for, shockingly, what Donald liked to call the Trump accounts. So... everything isn't quite set yet, but the idea is the Department of Treasury will deposit $1,000 into investment accounts that sets up children born in our country between January 1st of this year and December 31st of 28. The Dell's gift will use the Trump accounts infrastructure to give $250 to each qualified child under 11. This is a stunning amount of money. His net worth is $148 billion. So I'm not suggesting he's going to the Union Gospel Mission. $6.25 billion is a staggering amount of money. Bravo. Bravo. And this concept of setting up young kids with $1,000 and having it build, I think is a tremendous idea. Do you want to push back?
I got two kids under 11. Does that mean I get $250 for each?
It seems like you might be in the business here.
I don't need to work here anymore.
Yeah, there you go. Just don't go to the bathroom before you leave. So I saw that notable. Saw a picture that was notable too. It's Giving Tuesday, though, right? I think it is.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Just leave it at that. Where do you give your money? If you donate money, I'd love for us to highlight some great places where you give money. This station, 2 days primarily, but because of Jordana's battle, 3 days. Where we devote from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. to Second Harvest Heartland, Union Gospel Mission, and do NMDP.
National Marrow Donor Program. NMDP.
I somehow want to put a B on there sometimes.
No Bs.
Yeah, no Bs. Let's go to the Ps. NMDP. I mentioned a couple years ago where I started the foundation after Quentin. And no money goes to Q. Let me be crystal clear. But in honor of him, we try to find organizations and yearly donate money. And the first year we did donate, to the organization of the genetic syndrome that he has, DIRK1A. And they asked me, how should we use it? I said, for the betterment of our kids and young adults who have DIRK1A. And we have found other organizations. Try to find smaller organizations. A lot with kids, a lot with animals. But we have a giving state. We have giving listeners right now. And because Quint and I will always give to the autism organizations. Because Quint, again, I will almost always give to St. David's. St. David's will always have a soft spot in my heart, outside the fact that Rena is one of their hosts, which troubles me when they have their big gala, which troubles me about their decision-making. Doesn't it trouble you?
I just worry she'll get injured on the way to or from the gala.
That is true.
Or even just walking up to the stage to begin the event.
Right. I mean, Children's Hospital, Gillette Children's Hospital. We have many great places where you can donate money. And again, I don't care if you donate $5, right? $100. Just tell us certain organizations where maybe it was a one-off or maybe it was multiple times and you donated to a certain organization. Is there something that stands out with you? I can think of something for you.
Clearly.
With the love of your life. Go ahead and share that.
Well, that would be the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, all in honor of her health, as she lives with Crohn's disease every single day and all the challenges that come with it. And we've, you know, spent 13 years now or so raising money, giving time, fundraising, you know, obviously, you know, giving not only of ourselves, but asking others for donations. I think all told, we're getting near $100,000 in total donations that we've received from folks.
Wow, that's spectacular.
It's amazing. It's wonderful to see the generosity that we've had. And that's certainly where the most of our time and effort and fundraising dollars go ourselves. I can think of a friend who's done things with Special Olympics via Polar Plunge. I've certainly donated to him a few times.
Yeah. I just saw the amazing work with Special Olympics when Quentin was a part of the bowling event and the happiness those kids had, the volunteers and the dedication folks have is amazing.
Yeah. Our neighbors have been greatly touched and benefited from Faith's Lodge, a group that helps with parents and families who've lost infants.
I've heard it.
We've certainly donated there. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts.
Yep.
You know, everything like that.
Share. We're going to get to other topics, but on a day like this, when this money's donated, and it's Giving Tuesday, and we do it a lot, you know, when it's Union Gospel Mission and Second Harvest and NMDP, but I'd be curious, and we'll mention plenty of organizations where you donate money. If you want to tell us why, that'd be great, too. Plenty more to get to our friend Jamie Ukas in about 20 minutes. We're the home of the Twins. We're going to have a Twins note for you. When we come back, it doesn't sound like a very good Twins note either, because really there isn't normally a lot of good baseball news. I will say this. We had Derek Shelton on last week. I have no idea what kind of manager he's going to be for the Twins. I have no idea who's going to be playing for him. But he was really good in that interview.
Good interview, absolutely.
It was really good. It was plenty on the team itself, the hiring process, and plenty about just everyday life. And you can find that. If you podcast us, Chad Hartman Show, we should mention this more. We are incredibly thankful. And I mean this with every drop of sincerity. Even the folks who are just crushing me last half hour disagreed with me. Everybody in the exchange was forceful, made their point, good-natured ripping me, but never crossed the line of disrespect. So even if you're listening to Hate Listen or whatever, anytime you take to listen to our show, thank you. And I get it. We're at a time where, really anytime, people have stuff going, right? Everybody's got their something. So if you want to podcast us, we now have it. If you want to listen the entire show without breaking up segments. That's available segment by segment, half hour by half hour, hour by hour. Just podcast the show when you get a chance. Chad Hartman Show.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go ahead, Dave, in the 2 o'clock hour, remind the folks about our bumper music theme today with this powerful song in the background.
Yes, Olivia Rodrigo right here. She's just part of it because we are celebrating a big birthday and a big engagement announcement that we've seen from the former Disney community. I don't know what we call them. The pop star. The pop stars that came through the Disney pipeline community. Yeah. Britney's 44 today. Miley Cyrus reportedly engaged. So we're playing all the, well, many of the pop stars that began with that little company called Disney.
You want to pot this one up just a little bit, or is it about done?
We're done.
Yeah. She's a star. She.
Listen to you making bold statements right there.
Well, no, but she's not going anywhere. Like, I think she's going to be a factor in the next 10, 20 years.
Honestly, I think you're partly right, but I also feel like there hasn't been a lot out of her. She's had some...
I think that's smart.
I think it's quality over quantity, put it like that.
That's what I'm saying. Because I think sometimes we see this, I mean, listen, all aspects of life probably where you get a taste of some success, and then you just try to flood the field when, guess what, you took a lot of time or... a certain amount of time for that first piece of art, which was good, or business practice, whatever it might be. She's picking and choosing, but I stumbled upon some of her music the other day. It sounds just...
There's room in Taylor's shadow.
Yeah. That's a big, big shadow. I'm not sure I'm saying she's going to be the next Taylor.
I think you just said it.
Yeah, bigger than Taylor.
Taylor, done.
Among the people offering up, Make-A-Wish, yep. Locally, Union Gospel, nationally, Samaritan's Purse internationally, St. John's Lutheran Church, Monday Night Meals in Chaska. They don't ask a question about immigration status, just a free meal. They could use help. Okay? Mention that. Gigi's Playhouse and the Down Syndrome Association of Minnesota, both organizations for people with Down Syndrome. There are some people in my life who I know well who have Down Syndrome and have great, great friends with their parents, and that means a great deal to me. The sitting at my kitchen table, Texture says, donating on my selected charities. I use my credit card. Interestingly, each charity has a different service fee for the same amount of money. That is kind of interesting how that pops up. The Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's. It's staggering, the amount of money that organization has raised. Chad, I proudly give money to Open Doors for Youth in Elk River, a resource for youth in the late teens and early 20s experiencing housing instability, a very worthwhile group. Thank you for doing that. Just quickly on the Twins, I see two different notes the last 24 hours. One discussing trading Joe Ryan and Pablo, suggesting that, again, part of the financial situation with the Twins is dealing with the debt that they still have. I thought that's why we brought in these mystery investors, and we learned about that months and months and months ago. Why don't we have their names yet? Why don't we have approval yet for these other investors? Does that seem a bit odd to you that we're sitting here and that came out, what, August-ish, July-ish? We're not selling. We're back. I mean, it was, town was elated. And we've brought in some different investors, one apparently with a Minnesota connection, and we still have nothing on these folks. And again, as I said then, I said a couple other times, I keep hearing other people in the media say this, and I'm greatly confused. They're not coming in just to pay the debt and not get a piece of the pie. God, I heard somebody the other day who I respect, like, yeah, well, they're just coming in to cover that debt, and the Poleheads are still on the team. Oh, yeah, sure. They're just going to, I don't know. Here's $200 million to a family worth about, I don't know, counting all of them, I don't know, $6, $7 billion, and I'm not going to get any piece of the team. Hold on a second.
Well, I think they split a couple season ticket packages for the Champions Club, don't they?
That's it. And then Byron's listed. If they're going to, it seems like Ryan's the most discussed. If they trade one of them, trade all three. Right?
You could. Why bother winning a game next year?
If you trade one of them, you're just again saying, you're reinforcing what we know. You're not competing. Unless, you know, Walker Jenkins and Emmanuel Rodriguez and all these other guys just emerge out of nowhere. And Royce Lewis shows a pulse and stuff. Maybe that happens. We're blown away each year by sports. Nobody had the Vikings winning 14 games last year. Nobody had them winning four games this year.
Twins can win every ball game, what, 18 to 16?
Yeah. Well, that lineup wasn't that strong. But are you with me?
If everybody hits, like you're saying.
Yeah,
Walker
right.
And Royce. And
if... if you want to say we're going to keep Byron because he's just come off a phenomenal year and he doesn't want to go anywhere.
A rather healthy year.
Or you want to keep Joe Ryan and Pablo each with multiple years left on their deal and say maybe that starting staff is decent. Maybe you win. Because next year it wouldn't be for the Twins like one of those years. Well, unless they do something in the playoffs, it doesn't matter because it'd be so surprising. Like if they somehow won the Central, which should be pretty darn good, unless the Tigers really regress and they trade Scooble and they get me and you back in return. You know, maybe if they win 90 games and go to the playoffs. I know, hold on a second.
Good luck.
Let me try it again. Hold on. But if they blow our doors
does that
off.
Count spring training?
Yeah. It costs the inter squad games too. But either keep all three or you dump all three. That's my point, right?
Boy, can you imagine?
Unhappy
as Twins fans were with the dump at the trade deadline.
Well,
if you then take your three biggest stars on the team. Three biggest stars before the trade deadline dump.
Yeah, for sure.
The three they held on to, and to say bye-bye to them before the next season. good luck to all the folks selling the tickets.
Well, if not, then actually sign a few people and try to do something.
Be nice. I see a name pop up every now and then around Major League Baseball. This guy's signing there, and this guy's signing there, and I get it. In baseball, it's a very slow trickle until you get seemingly to
it's so
spring
weird.
Training.
Compared
and even,
to like football
well, in, yeah.
and basketball where they're just cheating.
I know.
I mean,
used to be, you know, owners' meetings. Here's when it's all going to happen. Nah, now we wait till about mid-February, early March.
Dylan Cease is the only big guy to sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he ran for Majors team. And he wasn't that good. And they gave him $30 million a year.
Well, he'll be better outside of San Diego.
Yeah, once you leave that guy for second place. One or the other. Trade all three or actually see what you can actually do. Crazy concept that would be. All right, we got plenty for Jamie. Including the silliness still on you better not ask a woman her age. Oh, no. How rude. How garish. Our friend Jamie's next.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster, a Coldwell Banker hotline. Hello, thanks as always. I want to get into this one because I saw a story the other day, and I think it's so silly that people still think we have to play this game that we could be out in public. Let's say we're with our significant others. There's four couples. And the idea, according to a lot of people, mainly older individuals, that we could ask the males their age, but it would be wildly inappropriate if we ask any of the females their age. Enough. This is silly. This isn't, we know, and we have talked about it endlessly in the amount of time that you've kindly given to this show about endless double standards, women versus men in the workforce, in life, in pay. All those are legit. But the idea that it's somehow rude and offensive, if somehow for some reason ages are coming up and you can ask the guy his age, but you can't ask the female's age, you're not that much of a delicate flower that you are going to disintegrate as if winter has just come in. That's my theory.
Who are you talking to that you're having these conversations? Like, this is the weirdest thing ever. I've never been offended having my age asked. I get my age asked all the time. I feel like my girlfriends, none of us have a issue with talking about age. Like, did you have like some run-in with someone or something happened?
But you know, you know this has been going on for decades, right? I mean, come on, this isn't.
I don't think it is anymore. I really don't think it is. Like, all the women I work with, we all talk about. Actually, I feel like there's more talk about being in perimenopause and how we're dealing with our symptoms. Like, openly talking about, like, being in your 40s, how are you managing your weight? How
should
are
be.
You, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I could.
I find it so different.
I could find the story, but it's, again, lecturing people about it. And you're right. It's much, much, much better. And, again, I'm saying I'm not sure anybody under the age of 50 or 60 feels this way. Because you're right. I mean, so many of my female friends, trust me, I grew up with two women. I learned everything then. I mean, there was no holds barred, right? And I'm a better human being because of it. But, God, it's silly, and let's hope it doesn't come up ever again. If it does, I'll blame you.
I feel like it's one of those things in a magazine that people, like, just wanted to create a problem.
Yeah, but I guarantee you, if I open up the text lines and individuals will admit they're in their 60s and 70s, there are plenty of people would say it's still inappropriate.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. And I massively, massively disagree with them. I'm with you 100%. Okay. America's social media use in 2025. Dave has found this story because we're going to go through a number of topics here. You can obviously chime in anytime you want with Jamie at 651-461-9226. This was a Pew poll, 5,000 adults over about 4 months last year. The vast majority of adults said this was their most popular social media site. Jamie Ukas, tell me the site.
I think I read this article. It was YouTube, wasn't it? And then Facebook, and then Instagram. Were those the top three?
It is It is YouTube at 84%, 71% Facebook, and as you said, 50% Instagram. Nailed it!
Yay!
Absolutely.
I read.
Nailed it. You get to go to the bonus round. Okay. Does that surprise you that YouTube is number one?
Well, here was my thing about it, because I don't necessarily consider YouTube a social media site.
I'm with you.
Like, I consider YouTube a streaming platform that I watch football on. You know, obviously I watch videos, but like, I'm not commenting. I'm not looking up what my friends are doing in a social way. Like, I might be looking up some astrologer that I want to know what my week's going to look like.
Yeah.
And I'm not kidding. You know,
I know you're
fun.
Not.
But I feel like a social media site is, you know, you're commenting, you're posting, you know, the people that you're interacting with for the most part. In some way, or like at least you know it's a human that created the whatever it is.
100%.
So yeah, I guess surprised.
Yeah, Dave, we've talked about this before. Jamie absolutely nailed it. I don't like if I'm going to put like my social media sites, and I organize them on my phone, and I have YouTube, or I have YouTube TV. I don't for one second consider putting that with the social media sites. Dave, do you consider YouTube a social media site?
Not really. I can see where it is because, you know, obviously anybody in the public can put up any comment or content that they want. You can comment on all of it. So I guess I see it, but it's vastly different from everything else, Facebook and X and all of them.
Well, I guess I guess you could make the argument maybe with some of these kids in TikTok. Like, maybe if people are using YouTube the same way they're using TikTok, that is a social media site because you're still posting to people you don't know or making videos, right? Like, to gain attention.
It is. Maybe initially that's how, in fact, not maybe it was, but YouTube has become so many other things. Like, I think of YouTube, and I mean, my favorite social media site without, what is your favorite social media site? And I think I know. It's Instagram, right?
It's Instagram, yeah. Okay. Definitely Instagram.
My favorite by far is TikTok because I laugh.
Really?
I laugh all the time.
I didn't even know you were on TikTok.
Yeah, well, I don't post anything myself. I just look for funny things and laugh, you know, and it's great. I just think YouTube now has become the place where if I wanted to find, listen to this conversation, and I wanted to find somebody punch in a woman upset with a man for asking her age, I could punch that into YouTube. More likely, I'll punch in a Google or some video from, I want to find that episode from Curb. I punch that in as opposed to creativity that I see more often on TikTok and actually to a lesser degree on, actually not on a lesser degree, but I don't go to it as much on Instagram for that. There's plenty of that on Instagram though too.
Yeah. So we're all in agreement about everything today? Is that what's happening?
Yeah. I mean, it's sad. Okay.
I think it's awful to ask a woman's age. Then I'll say it.
You'll say it.
Thanks, Kyle. Amazon tests 30-minute deliveries in Seattle as company expands ultra-fast service. We're going to basically... How many years away are we from Jamie Yuccas snapping her finger and something is outside the door right there?
I find it so weird that here in Los Angeles, I don't know if you guys have this in Minneapolis, but because we're so close to the airport and distribution centers, I think.
Yep.
Like I can, let's say I need Nespresso. Like I've got two pods left of Nespresso and I'm going to order it off of Amazon.
Yep.
So that's above $25. I can now get it there in like 2 hours.
Yeah. Yes. I needed something for my printer the other day. About an hour and 15 minutes later, after ordering on Amazon, they're knocking at my door.
I know.
I keep punching in Halle Berry and Cindy Crawford on Amazon, and they have not showed up at my door within an hour and 15 minutes. Yeah, you know.
You always have to take it somewhere like that, don't you?
Well, I had to disagree with you. I mean
but I ordered from Amazon in March. I still haven't gotten it. That's how
well, there is that. Like, and then I got the text the other day from, 17 numbers. So right away, when it's 17 numbers, I'm like, your package is no longer up to our standards. We'd like you to reach out to this email, and we will get you something else. And I'm like, nope, never, not possible. Like, okay, I'm in a stretch the last 4 or 5 months where I'm not exaggerating. I'm averaging 10 spam calls a day with lengthy voicemails. Not just a spam call, pops up on my phone, spam call, don't answer. Ballpark, how many?
What are the voicemails?
All financial, including the IRS. The IRS is calling my cell phone and is telling me all the areas I've qualified and they want to help me out.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice of them.
Except the IRS never calls you by cell phone. Minor little detail. Right. I mean, if they want to help me out, sure.
Right. That's nice. That's nice.
I'd kind of sort of like if it was legit. So how many recorded spam calls do you get a day, approximately?
Phone number and any type of, business, anything, So my personal number, I don't receive any. But my work number that I've had for several years now, it gets probably 20 a day.
Yeah. And on a lot of these calls during the stretch, last 4 or 5 months, it's a different number each time. So, and I appreciate and I appreciate him. It's going to be helpful to say block the number. That's all I would do. My entire life would just be blocking phone numbers.
So I do believe, Chad, with the young whippersnapper producers I have in my newsroom, I was told that there's a new feature that I haven't checked out yet on the latest Apple update where you can go in and basically any phone number that is unknown to you, whether it's spam, whatever, like if you don't have the contact in your phone, you just hit the button and then those calls just go straight to voicemail. They don't even ring your phone.
Okay, Dave, you would not want that in your line of work because you're tracking down a lot of people for the show, right?
So many people.
Yeah.
All of the people. No, it would be not good for this job, but personally, sign me up.
Oh, great.
Absolutely.
So Dave's going to be happier and we no longer will get any new guests. Thanks, Jamie.
That would be great.
Appreciate it.
That's why you have two phones, like I do.
Yeah, Chad, get me a second phone and I'll do it.
I'll do that rather soon. We got to go on that note where I'm spending more money for Dave. I mean, the company maybe could spend some money. That's just a minor point. Enjoy your day.
You're hilarious. Okay.
See ya.
He's talking about me.
Yeah. Dave Harrigan, give him the raise you told him he deserved. 4 bleeping years ago.
No, 3.5.
3.5. Okay. Just a minor point. Jason next. Okay, this does not surprise me. We were talking a little food, and I picked up food at Animale's Barbecue, the new Animale's Barbecue, which I'm sure Jason greatly enjoys. And I brought some leftovers in for you. We both liked it, right? Very very good barbecue.
Excellent.
They've been around as a food truck for a while. When did the restaurant open up? Maybe 4 months
ago? Not even that long.
Not even that?
Yeah.
It's actually close to here.
Very close.
Right
by the farmer's market.
Yeah, right by the farmer's market, right by where?
International Market Square.
Right, or if you get your car towed.
Right by the impound lot.
Right there. Then Dave added.
Sadness. Sadness.
Yeah. How many times have you had your car towed?
Well, I had a stretch in the early WCCO TV days that I was parking at a surface lot that if you didn't display like the little tag thing correctly, they would tow you. So I got towed.
Had a stretch?
3 times.
I think just once for me, and it was just
expensive.
It was, oh my God, it was so expensive. And it was utter stupidity by me because it was a meter and literally right where I parked. It said, no parking here, 4 to 6. Yeah. And I showed up for happy hour, like a bitterly cold day, like tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then the guy wanted to break down the Vikings for about
of course
15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I finally had to say, man.
Got to go.
I just want my car.
Yeah.
Can
get me.
Can you call in tomorrow?
Right.
I go, we
do this on the, we have a show.
Yeah. And we just did it for, now this gentleman. Dave Harrigan just said he has his last Thanksgiving leftovers in the fridge today.
I was going to have them for lunch until the barbecue showed up.
Today is Tuesday.
Yeah.
Good call.
So we're that's
just in.
5 days in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is in there? What is on the plate?
I think that's fine.
A little bit of turkey. It's the greatest stuffing in the world and a handful of green beans.
No such thing. So, stale bread, flavored, wonderful. Give me some stuffing.
Hold on a second. See, I'm a filling guy, so watch yourself.
Yeah, I know. Overrated.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mind yourself.
Yeah.
Every couple.
Is it Tuesday?
Every couple has someone who wants to push the envelope with leftovers and someone who's like, we got to throw that out.
Do you have that?
Which are you?
Oh, he's
I'm the
pusher.
He's
the pusher.
100% the pusher.
I mean, he's the pusher.
That's got mold on it. Scrape it off. It's fine.
Yeah.
Same.
He,
I'm the same.
Are you the same?
Alyssa is like always ready to throw stuff out. Now, there is some hypocrisy. Imagine that for me in that one of us eats the leftovers. The other is
pushing the other person to eat the leftovers.
Right. Yeah,
okay. So. See, he's the pusher and the receiver. Davis,
you're a better human than I. It's a low bar.
Doesn't take much, yeah.
Yeah.
How far will you go with the Thanksgiving treats just in the fridge?
I would go a week.
So
if they were still around on Thursday,
what
I would
day
eat
would
them.
That be? Thursday.
Jason is now reporting.
Are you big on days of the week? Like, this was always when I anchored the morning news, and you'd have to be, it's Wednesday. And if they didn't put it in the prompter, I didn't know what day it was. It's not my thing.
35 or 50?
50, please.
Well, this place, in fact, just try and experiment. When you come on the air, at some point in the first hour, say it's 4:50.
Oh.
The text will flow in.
Might I do that on purpose?
Yeah. They get very, very upset. Jacob Fry, the mayor of Minneapolis, with you at 3:35. All right, stick around. Jason's next.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.